Paul Cook joins me now. Paul, yet another win on the road. How pleased are you with that effort?
Pleased with the win, not pleased with the performance. I didn't think we played well. I thought we were very fortunate to go in 1-0 up at half-time. I thought we were very sloppy in the first half. But they find a way, and it's important as you're trying to, you know, put a team together that these lads have the ability to find a way. Great credit to Tubbsy, fantastic finish again. You know, and the lads dug in without really come under heavy pressure, I presume. You might have seen a different game than me. But I always wanted us to be better and do more in possession and open them up and maybe get another goal. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that. So, you know, we take the point, or 2-3 points. I say to you guys all the time, just move on to the next game.
Carl Bennett was particularly sharp in the first half, and what a great piece of skill to create that goal for Matt Tubbs.
Was he, yeah?
Well, it was a great piece of skill.
Well, obviously, I don't think he was very sharp in the first half, but I do think it was a great bit of skill to score. So I do agree with you on the last point, but I wouldn't agree with he was very sharp the first half. And it's hard for Bennett and Roberts because they're the ones we expect to open teams up. And our goal with the best one is a little bit of quality in a game that probably lacked a lot of quality.
Yeah, I mean, last week we saw you got the goal and you went on and got two or three more. Can you put your finger on why in the second half you couldn't just get that killer second?
No, we were just a bit lacklustre today. We weren't great today in any shape or form. But again, fantastic travelling support. They go home happy because I keep telling them it's a long, long season. You will not play well every week. Sometimes we played well and haven't won. Against Yeovil, we played quite well second half and don't win. Today we get a scruffy win on the road. You know, you just keep riding that wave till as long as we can. You know, but great credit to all the players. Danny Holland's come on, was excellent. I thought Webster was outstanding today. You know, so again, the changes coming in, the squad depth's there for all to see, and it's a pleasing day, but just move on to Tuesday night.
Yeah, what was the decision behind to bring Adam Webster in for instead of Matt Clark?
I just thought Matt Clark's played 12 games as an 18-year-old in the league in his first league campaign. I think he's going to be a fantastic player. I think in Webster we've got another fantastic young player, and just keeping these lads fresh and active and at it is important. So I felt it was a good decision to make before the game and after the game. Even if we would have got beat, I still think it's a good decision.
He won nearly every header, and John Lewis is quite a physical presence for him to play against, particularly in that first half.
Webster and Burgess, and you know, we know Jack Watmore's a quality, and McClark, we're blessed with good centre-halves at the minute, and that's a pleasing thing. It was nice to keep a clean sheet today because some of the goals we've conceded have disappointed me. And you know, but all in all, we're pleased. It's a win. Great, our supporters gave great credit. You know, it must be a pleasure for teams in our league to have because they take so many numbers away. And like I say to them all the time, just stay with us. It's a long, long season. We've had a lot of lows over the last couple of years. And unfortunately, we're on a bit of a high at the minute, but that can change quick.
You mentioned the clean sheet. Aaron McCary in goal today. Brian Murphy back on the bench. Will you be extending Aaron McCary's loan?
Be sending my loan at the minute because I could play in goal for us, to be honest with you, couldn't I? Because he doesn't have a lot to do. So if we want to say Aaron's doing great, then well, he's doing great. But he doesn't have a lot to do. So, you know, all in all, we're just pleased with Murph's back. We're just pleased that we have a squad. You know, we missed Gareth Evans' energy today. I think that was there for everyone to see. You know, but I thought Bocco was excellent when he come on. You know, we just have for one little dark light, we have a glimmer of light. So we're just hoping to put this performance together soon that everyone can be proud of. At the minute, we're just like a stuttering engine. It's what I've told the lads in the dressing room. We're just not firing, but we're doing okay.
Do you have to make a decision on McCary in the coming days to extend the loan? Or
I think Tuesday's his last game, so I would imagine we make a decision by Tuesday. Sorry to be abrupt to you.
No worries, Paul. And just finally, obviously two great away wins and now the chance, two home games come up in 5 days for you.
We all know what happens, don't we? So let's not get too excited.